whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, January 7th, 2025.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Well,
how it is?
It's real good, man. Somebody, it smells like candy in here.
You know you smell like candy.
Does it have a hint of raspberry and violet leaves?
Must be. It's like some kind of sweet scent going on.
Sweet scent?
Yeah. Is that how you say that word?
Are you wearing something that smells like raspberries?
I am. I'm wearing La Vive Elixir. It smells really good.
Mm.
She kind of looks like she's about to go somewhere, but she just got here.
It looks like she's getting ready to go to like Breckenridge.
I'll admit it. I'm very cold.
Are you going tubing in Gatlinburg?
Tubing.
She's wearing a big old silvery, like, it looks like the North Face 2065 collection. It's like from the future. And it's all like really big does. Puffy thing, you know? And then her hair is like blown back, like she just came down a slope.
You know something that I just found out that I feel stupid about?
Please tell me.
The date?
No. I'm the biggest, like, you know, I thought Gatlinburg aficionado. It's one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah.
For all these years, I thought Ober-Gatlinburg.
Ober?
Ober. Was just like a lift that you rode. Had no idea it was a whole resort.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it till they said it was snowing and they showed a picture of it. It was like Ober-Gatlinburg covered in snow. I was like, you can ski up there?
I thought you were going to say that because, you know, as a child, I mean, you're stupid. I mean, you're dumb because you haven't been to school yet. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that. They're dumb. And I was one of them as well.
Dumbass kids.
And you're just listening and not reading because you can't. And for a long time, I thought it was over Gatlinburg. And when I would say it, people would snicker. Because even my parents probably didn't know, I guess. I don't know. They could read, too, but maybe they didn't correct me. They just thought it was cute.
Like
that's another thing,
kid.
Too. When your kids say words wrong, correct them. Because they're going to believe it in their soul, in their fibers. And then they're going to be shamed in high school.
Shamed in
college, maybe even.
Maybe I have to take speech classes.
Shut up.
When they didn't need to.
Yeah, I needed to. I had to. I forget. Somebody back toward the end of the year last year said, what you talk about is called this. And now I've forgotten. You have problems saying the S's. I sounded like a snake when I would talk, they would say. But it was awesome because it was elementary school. And so, like, one, you didn't really have periods in or whatever. Well, you know what I'm saying? Class breaks.
Yeah.
But you would, the speech therapist would come get me for like an hour and take me to her lair.
That's fun.
And teach me how to talk.
You were special.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That had a different connotation in high school.
I wonder if they still had music class for little kids.
I love that.
Where you play the recorder and then you put it in the barbicide when you finish. And everybody uses the same one for every class.
I went to Cone Elementary School. You didn't want anybody touching lips there. I mean, just because it was a rough elementary school.
Your middle school, I rode by it not too long ago, and it still looks the same as it did years and years ago. I'm like, it's kind of cool looking now.
Which one was that?
I'd rather not say it's personal. Severe.
Oh.
It's got like a vintage look to it.
I always thought that because I went to League, but that became something else.
Oh, there's no League middle. That was our rival. I mean, we didn't play them in any sport or anything, but it's just like the closest school. Like, yeah, we'll talk crap about them.
I play violin there, so I beg your pardon.
Well,
she was in strings. You can tell she had money.
How did you not know Mr. Preche? He was a legend. I didn't even go to school there, and I knew about that guy. He was I don't know what class he taught or whatever, but he, for some, and you got to understand, too, this was, I'm dating myself now. No pun intended. But it would have been like the year 90, 91. But all my friends in high school went to league, so I heard about this legendary teacher, Mr. Prechet. And so apparently, and everybody knew, he chewed tobacco in class.
All right.
Oh,
like, had his little jar or spittoon or whatever, yeah. And he was like a military guy. So I guess the principal or whatever was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, that's yeah, fine. You know, the way a principal would be. Oh, yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, whatever you want to do. Man, I'll spit this beech nut in your eye. Ugh. It was like a muscular Lou Gossett Jr.
He probably chewed Levi Garrett, too. He says,
one day we skipped school, and I'll say, well, I have to watch same old friends' names because some of them have given their life to the Lord and think for some reason I shouldn't say their name on this show, which is odd to me, but whatever. I respect that. But several of them that went to League Middle School, we had ditched class one day. This shows you the time where high schoolers could just drive into the parking lot and walk into the middle school and go into one of the classes.
That's cool.
But it's also the school where they're allowing the teacher to chew tobacco. Again, a long time ago, 30 years, Lord God.
Well, with the smoking circles, the teachers could be in with the students, right? Like they're all smoking together.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I think they did
that
it
That was called T Court at Wade Hampton.
Yeah,
T Court.
Because I saw a picture of somebody's permit. You had to have a smoking permit.
We had a smoking section on the side of Washington High School, and that's the first high school I went to. And
might have been the first high school
ever, yeah.
Well, it's because it's called Washington.
Well, the old building, they didn't even use the old building, so we were in another side of the building, which was very strange.
Yeah.
But anyways, my mother drove by and saw me smoking and got out of the car and asked me what I was doing. And I said, I'm enjoying a cigarette, Mom.
God, what a bitch.
Was it a Misty?
Virginia Slime?
It was.
Slim.
Virginia
Slim. I almost messed up. I almost did the joke.
But that's one, you know, I kept getting caught smoking, so it wasn't any fun anymore.
She didn't make you go home and smoke a carton in the closet?
She did that to my brother, but she told me that I looked really cheap and slutty sitting there.
Good Lord.
You're lucky she didn't catch you.
Why shame me?
Is it because of the phallic?
I don't know.
Symbology, or is it like...
She was shocked.
Yeah. I used to think, because of movies, and maybe even, probably not cartoons, but movies, that it was an immediate thing to smoke a cigarette after having sex.
Yeah, that's what
Because they always would show that.
Must be relaxing, maybe.
I don't know.
What was the sex?
I'm
supposed to be right.
I don't know. Just maybe Lucky that's also the way, especially back in that time, cigarettes used... sex to like sell cigarettes, like that billboard I always talk about that was near my elementary school. It was
hey kids,
Newport, oddly enough, and it was
so basic too.
This guy that looked like Eric Estrada, and they'd just been playing tennis, and he had his sweater tied around his neck, and two hot chicks are on each side of him, and they've each got a tennis racket over their shoulder, looking like Jim Cornette. And they're all smiling, smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, man, I want to have a threesome one day. Do I need to smoke?
Yeah.
I ain't going to play tennis, though. Or I'm not going to wear a sweater around my neck because I know what my daddy would call me.
And then I got caught by my grandmother smoking, and I was inside.
Damn, Paige.
I know.
What'd you learn?
I know. My grandmother's just like, well, wait till you're 18. And took it out of my hand. And
smoked it herself? Well. Thanks for the pack.
And then I just quit because it wasn't fun.
If you got a lighter, I won't tell your mama.
Didn't taste good, so I just thought this. You know, I'm not getting the shock effect. I'm not a bad kid like I want to be.
Yeah.
I just get caught all the time.
Lucky you weren't smoking anything else since she caught you.
Oh, Lord God! Because I was
crack
zip drawers.
No, I never did crack.
Who knows?
Thank you for saying each side. By the way,
which side? What do you mean?
Because people will say either side. I went over here and I had to pick either side. So, or I got somebody on either side of me. Like, that's not a thing.
Each side?
Yeah, like each. Like, you know, one or the other. Or each.
Yeah.
It's not either.
That word's fun. Each.
Each.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fleeting thought. I can't remember what it was. I have so many. That's the thing. It's like you come in. It's one of the great things about doing morning radio. It's also one of the worst things because you know, when you first wake up, at least in the mindset that I have, I get all these ideas.
Yeah, it's like, you know, seeing somebody. Do you have a checklist before you walk up to whoever?
Right.
Like talking points?
Yeah. But all these ideas, it just kind of like you start reading the news from overnight or just talking, like you say, and you just have all these ideas. And then, but then by like 8 o'clock, you're like, oh, God.
Come on, man.
I've done this for 2 hours.
We'll sleep some for tomorrow.
Oh, I know what it was. So, you know, the whole, we get hard-ons in the South when there's even a talk about snow or whatever. And I posted a picture this morning on my way in on my story slash whatever they call it on Facebook slash Snapchat. And it was just a picture of me sitting at a red light with the temperature. It said 29.
Ooh.
What do I get back? Pussy, it's 17 up here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to share a moment with
somebody
y'all.
Somebody out-chilled
right
you.
Oh, that was, it was a, it was a literal urination contest.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you,
God, that's great.
You're not that cold. I'm the coldest.
I think I was even called the F word, as a matter of fact, by someone in Inca, North Carolina.
It might have been in Candler.
Yeah, Inca Candler.
You know, like, I can tell I didn't want to get out when I was at the red light and I saw the lights themselves like blowing up.
Oh, the wind, like howling, man.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
Howling. Whoo! Sound like Wolfman Jack, baby.
It's windy everywhere.
It's windy everywhere.
Yeah, that was my little patio, and I had I have this little micro greenhouse that kind of blew over.
A micro greenhouse.
It's tiny.
What do you got? Like, what are you growing?
I am growing
weed.
Purple. Oh.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Some opiums.
Purple tomatoes, some peppers. I've got a lemon tree, and
dang.
Just little odds and ends that I don't want them to die yet because they're so pretty, especially my little peppers.
After the guy comes back and asks you again if he could, you know, blank your blank, he's going to ask if you pick your garden.
And you know what I mean.
You have a purple tomato.
I happen to have a green thumb. Daughter says it's okay, though.
The purple tomatoes were really, really good. I didn't yield very many, though.
Did you, like, make those yourself? Like, is this some kind of the way people interbreed dogs?
It was a gift, the tomato plant was.
Oh.
Tomato.
So. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
It is. It is.
She's going to be like, oh, little lemon. You probably will name it. You'll say, oh,
name all.
I can't cut you. You've been a part of my family.
You know, I did.
He'll lay there and, like, you know how maybe you don't. I do. How a lemon will start to mold if you don't use it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't. I cannot cut.
I cut some off the tree, and I made homemade lemonade Christmas Day, and it was so good.
How much liquor was in it?
Zero.
Wow.
Because I was all alone. And I was sad that day. So
exactly. Why was there no liquor in it?
I didn't want to drink because you shouldn't drink when you're sad.
I tell you what, I don't talk to very many
people.
You don't
let's say that too loud now. You'll ruin the alcohol industry and country music. Country music and alcohol sales will go way down.
Paige seems to have a lot of irons in the fire, you know, already. And we're what, 6-7 days into the new year?
Yep.
Look at that. Wait, fly
what,
by for you.
What?
I hope so.
We'll start by gardening, other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Out of the wind.
Well, my dream would be to have you speak of drinking, but have like a Chardonnay farm and grow grapes. But somebody has to work in it, and I'm not good at picking grapes.
Do you like that's weird you say that because someone who just is a, if someone is a grape farmer,
mm-hmm.
Does it sound more avant-garde to say
if you're a vintner?
It's exactly the word I was going to say. And then that's my nephew. He's sommelier.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, I don't like Middle Easterners. No, that means he's a wine guy.
Right. But I looked into...
Were you from Somalia? Is that what you said? Boy, get out of here.
I looked into crops that possibly I could make money off of, and that was one of them. Now, you mentioned marijuana. If that ever became legal, yeah.
Remember where you live.
I know. I mean, that's never going to happen.
They just took our internet porn from us.
They gave us
the lottery thing, but that's just to help with the education system. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Payback from laptops y'all didn't take back.
God, that is weird how that works.
Which part?
Well, we have a lottery that a Democrat promised, which is the only way he won, and which was the last Democratic governor we ever had, Jim Hodges. And we can't get, I mean, I'm surprised we have medicinal marijuana, which is very strict how they do it. And I think you can't smoke any buds. It's like topicals and tinctures and whatever.
Tinctures, yeah, that's a fun word.
But they got a guy out of Rock Hill trying to get some gambling going. It's all hanky-mack. He can't run again, so when he's out, maybe.
Why can't he run again?
Well, term limits.
Oh. Yeah, but that, I mean, if we have it for presidents, why don't we have it for all the other ones?
Might as well, right?
Like, I don't understand that.
Should have it for everything. Even if you run your little school office.
Like, there was a time for like 20 years in South Carolina, you dare not run for Senate. Like, it's done. Like, they didn't even need to waste the time on all the cardboard and the bumper stickers. Like, we already know Fritz is going to win this, some bitch.
Yeah, or it's going to be Strom.
Or Strom, or as most people would call him, Storm.
Didn't he die in the house? I thought he literally died on the job. I can't remember. I think
Strom?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think it's been like 20 years, right?
I got to meet him. For like a whole 30 seconds.
Did he know where he was?
We were at the Peach Bowl at in Georgia.
You enjoying this game, little boy?
Me and Kel Hall in the elevator with him. Him and his nurse. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what he sounds like. I got to go back and listen to old Lovin' Hudson.
Yeah, I was going to say, get Howard Hudson on the phone right now. I'll give you some of that and some Susan B. Anthony Jones. Maybe. Ooh, I don't know if that's still acceptable or not. But.
Yeah, maybe old Lynn's will break his record. He'll be in there till he's 100. I know people act like they don't like him, but, I mean, you keep voting him in. So.
Who, Lovin' Hudson?
No, Lindsey Graham.
Oh.
What if he's in there till he's 100?
God, talk about the biggest tweener ever, and I'm not talking about his sexuality. I'm talking about just how he's just stomped on both sides for years, but somehow just keeps getting reelected.
Yeah.
It's that sass they like. That's what it is.
I hear the people
I'm
are like,
sassy.
Like, I don't like him. He's got to go. But every election, he wins by, you know, usually a pretty good bit.
Yeah. It's you know what it is? Truly, it's name recognition. It's like what sells brands in the grocery store. I mean, it's like if you're not doing so, you know, this isn't even nice to say. I was going to say if you're not doing so good, maybe you're only looking for a great value brand. But some people prefer that. I know some people that are well off and they, I won't say who. But they will buy the and this is actually a compliment, I suppose, to Ingles. They buy the Laura Lynn brand drinks.
Oh, so, yeah, they got a lot of good stuff.
And just out of preference. But, yeah, it's with brand recognition. Like, what is the symbol or whatever around the world that everyone, even, like, tribes out in the middle of the jungle recognizes? Coca-Cola?
Yeah. Mm.
That's crazy.
The marketing. I think Lindsay's the guy Trump likes to keep around to kind of mess with. Like, you know, you always got that buddy everybody gets one over on. Make you feel better about yourself.
Oh, my God.
It's like a group of five women out for girls' night, and you see the one friend, you're like,
that's me.
Oh, yeah.
The ugly girl in the friend group.
I am the ugly girl.
Oh, Lord.
In the friend group.
She's usually that or the DD one or somebody's cousin. Yo, I got to bring her. My mom's saying I got to bring her because she never goes out.
Man, a lot of Paige's friends, you all have something in common. I feel like that's how you met. There must be like some double D's club in the upstairs or something.
Is that true? Do you have any small-breasted friends?
No. But that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, but it's weird, though. You notice that, yeah. That's crazy. All right.
You can't do that with dudes. You just assume, like, you know, your buddy's got big nuts. And like, yeah.
The poor little guy.
Aren't you glad we aren't exposed like women are?
Well, I was just thinking about like our circle of friends. Like, there's no like, I mean, we have God. I'm sitting here and burn bridges trying to even explain this, but you know, we have a couple. Never mind. It would not do any good. I'm just saying, like, we have no commonalities. I guess is maybe a good way to put it.
Yeah.
We don't look like those dudes who are all wearing the, you know, the vests and the flannel. You know, that look you see at, like, a country concert in the fall where they're all wearing the leather shirts.
Oh, right.
The flannel shirts and the puff vests.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Guys got the
Nothing wrong with that either. I
like that look.
I got on, I don't know if this is flannel. No, it's just a patterned top. I got it at Hamrick's.
You have it like a big puffy jacket because you need that.
It is.
Yeah, and I see you've got it going on.
What is this called inside?
Looks like it's
I don't know what it's called.
Faux lamb.
Faux lamb.
It's only one. It's the Olive Vice Show.
Cool.
Once a month. We only do it once a month. And that'll be starting up just after sports, which I understand we will hear some Raw on Netflix information.
Oh, yeah, we'll hit that for sure.
because I did not finish it. Not because it was boring at all. I just popped out and, oh, I'm sleepy. So.
Oh, even if it's not your situation, you need advice on if you know, like through hearsay,
good
somebody's
point.
Going through something.
If you like have somebody you, let's not even say you work with, a common friend or, you know, a friend of a friend that keeps asking you for advice and you don't know what to tell them.
You're not that smart.
There you go. But how would they know? Because no one true. Thinks they're not that person.
Yeah, a lot of people give bad advice too, though. So,
well, we've been some of them before, but we're doing a lot better. Yeah. So any kind of advice, it turns into, honest to God, real good radio. It starts with, it's, you know, like a little pebble rolling down the hill, and more people say, oh yeah, I'm gonna call in. 1-800-774-0093. I'm telling you that now, just so in about 50 minutes you can start calling it. Because we're going to do headlines and sports. And then texting capabilities as well. Fat boy, that is the TLCMotors.com text line.
It is 72341.
I'm sharing the talking.
Mm.
Yeah.
Standard data text rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Don't you do it?
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a 36-year-old bartender is a lot more happy after this guy came to town. I'll tell you what he did next and who it is.
Santa Claus.
Your eyes, guys, headlines. Cancer.
I just made people's skin crawl. Oh, don't say Santa.
Oh, man, you bring it back.
Too soon, brother. Too soon. Too soon.
I'm still trying to recover my wallet.
My credit card ain't due for three more weeks, my Lord. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, this guy showed up at a small bar in Houston and made the bartender very, very, very happy.
Oh, Lord. If this was 10 years ago, we'd be clamoring to play the bartender song.
Oh, my God. They toured on that song for a long time.
Long, long time.
Rehab.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
We were at a Thursday night gig downtown where they were.
With G-Spot.
And we had to work the next day.
It used to be a bar in Greenville. They probably won't allow such names now.
What's up, Danny?
Were we overserved?
I mean, it was rough.
I came to work after it, so I'd make sure I was at work the next day. Right. I slept in the office. I thought that was very professional of me.
Uh-huh.
Very professional.
Okay. Well.
There's a guy the night, the guy who passed out. On the toilet and threw up all over his balls.
He really did.
Mm, yep. I'm sorry.
That's how they found him.
It wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't me.
I didn't throw up on him.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's good.
It was his own.
Shouldn't
I
do
think.
That to your friend.
He was just sitting there going to the bathroom and then passed out and threw up all over himself.
You're too close for comfort if you're throwing up on your friends there, fat boy.
Do you remember what he was drinking? Because I do.
Everything.
Is it a drink you can't say on the radio?
I don't think it exists.
Okay.
Remember they did the flavored wild turkeys? Shots they kept doing.
Oh my God!
They like a different round of.
Yes.
I don't remember the flavors,
but that's I remember what he blackberry.
Was oh yeah, he's like, you want me to drink this? You want me to drink this?
God,
yeah.
You hear certain liquors and things like that, and it's like you get that weird feeling in your brain, like, oh, I shudder.
Feeling in your tummy.
Yeah.
Well, this 36-year-old bartender in Houston had a very merry Christmas thanks to. Post Malone.
Posty.
Her name is Renee Brown. She's a single mom.
Hey,
we know her.
Yep.
She works two jobs and also has homeschools. She's homeschooling her daughter. So,
good Lord.
She was working.
I say good Lord because, like, where's the time?
Yeah.
You know
right?
what I'm saying? Working two jobs and homeschooling.
A lot. So she was working the late shift. At a neighborhood bar called the Rail Yard on Christmas Eve.
Oh, Lord. That sounds like it could be a place for orgies.
And the Rail Yard was having a slow night until this guy showed up. Post showed up with Shaboozy and a few friends.
What? Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. It went down. So the group hung out on the patio and played some songs on the jukebox from 12:30 to 2 a.m.
Now, they were looking to play, right? Like, when they show up like that, they're looking for a hot mic so Shaboozy can play his tipsy song.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. God, that would be cool to do, you know? Like if you're that,
show up.
Just because you're like changing like I mean, you're not changing people's lives, but you've given them that moment they'll tell people about forever.
We saw Billy Joe do it from Green Day at some bar in England.
Oh, they do that a lot.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam does it a lot.
Yeah. And then Roger Daltrey did it at a wedding. They were playing the Who song. He just hops up. I'm like, okay, Roger Daltrey's here by chance. Come on, you sing your song.
Well, I mean, that's a yeah. I mean, everybody knows who he is. But you imagine, like, you're on the cusp of kind of being famous, and you walk into a bar and no one's paying you any attention.
That's my song. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say Bob O'Reilly.
I'd go see Post Malone in concert.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a hell of a show.
But he's on a big country kick, right?
He's on all. I mean, the guy.
Everybody is.
That COVID concert he did, where he did all Nirvana. God,
yeah, he
bless.
Was really good.
I mean, that was great because he all had Travis Barker was on drums. God bless, that was good.
So his friends and a few regulars bought all of his drinks, but he wanted to leave a tip though, so he asked the bartender Renee to charge him for something, even if it was just a penny. So she ended up charging him $1, and then when she was closing down, she checked the receipt, and he tipped her $20,000.
Wow. God, she must have been hot. Or a lot of kids.
She's like, hey, Posty, me and all my kids are big friends of yours. I don't ever get to see them because I'm working all the time and teaching them. But
we love you. We like that Allen Iverson song.
See, that would also be – I would be that way if I was that loaded. I honestly would. I don't know why more people aren't. Like the
gracious, yeah.
But then again, you're setting that precedent to, okay, now every time you are served by someone, they're expecting a $20,000 tip, though.
No.
That's when I'm like, Shibuzi, you got this one, don't you?
Do you think the real frugal people are afraid of not having the money again? And they just don't want to let anything go?
Yeah.
It's like some psychology to it, like, oh my God, I was broke. Now I'm not.
I mean, if you have ever... If you know a relative that was traumatized like that, because one of my relatives went through the depression, and she would always do something where she would not
recycle bathwater,
not do something, you know, save it, because you never know if that's your last penny.
Well, remember, I mean, also you got to think too, like even a number that would have been your retirement comfortable number 10 years ago is far different now because inflation and stuff. So, like, imagine you had retired and then inflation's like kind of kicked in twice since, like that's cut in half almost each time. But I just remember the way they would always talk about Mick Foley from wrestling. Like even when he was on WCW, he would eat like, I think it was peanut butter sandwiches and stay in like the cheapest hotels because he's like, this isn't going to last forever. Now it has for him in a sense. Yeah,
a lot of money.
But he's like, you know. He's also got like 5 kids, so it's smart on him.
Yeah, he's got an adult daughter, I imagine, still lives at home.
Well, this woman.
Dewey, too, probably.
Renee says she's been struggling to scrape by and hasn't had a car in 2 years, so that $20,000 tip was life-changing.
Wow. Of course. So I mean,
good for her.
And it's only like, it's not that that's his intention, but he knows that that's, nobody's going to get that unless you owe a lot of people money. Mm-mm. But you're going to say, dude, you won't believe this. Freaking Post Malone just gave me $20,000. What'd you have to do for it?
Just be nice.
No, I just served him a few drinks, him and Shibuzi. Was he involved in anything?
What'd you have to do for it?
You going to give me back that $40?
But would somebody give you grief if you did something for the $20K? Like, it's $20K. Like, what'd you do? Like, I had to show him my feet, man.
He wanted feet pictures. Feet.
Okay.
I had to pull my drawers down.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He wanted my old corn pads.
All right. Well, I'm Paige. Those are your eyes, guys. Headlines, corn pads.
I had to meet him at a big box retailer when he got off work. I don't know.
Corn pads traumatize me. I see them in line at Walmart or something. I shudder. I don't know why those are like last minute grabs either at Walmart. Like, oh, did you forget corn pads?
Wait, with a chapstick.
But my mama had to use those, and they'd often get stuck on clothes in the dryers. I wore a shirt to school one day and had a corn pad stuck on the back. Nobody told me, like, till fourth period. It's like, God. And bless, I remember, like, hearing, you got a pad on your back. And I thought it was like a maxi pad joke.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the actual pad.
Yeah. Just stuck to me. All right. Thank you, Paige. That was lovely.
That's been one of those home hacks for you. You'd make the pad stick with some chapstick or whatever.
Dude, I mean, it would be crazy. Like, you'd stick, just the way those things would end up everywhere. Like on the, especially she tried to wear sandals and it comes slipping out from underneath the sandal. My mommy, you corn patch showing.
God!
Matthew!
Wait, look!
On this day, my birthday. She's going to be on later, by the way. She'll
yeah, boys.
I'm going to call her ahead of time. Say,
surprise,
hey,
surprise.
Wake up. We're going to call you in 15 minutes. Y'all play along. I didn't tell you that. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what's up in sports?
Well, we got to talk about Raw last night. First Raw on Netflix. Big crowd.
Wrestling from the future, man.
Weird looking arena. Big crowd.
Can they do that? I don't know the setup, but could they do that in the Sphere in Vegas? Could you? I don't even know what that would. How immersive. I think I'd have a heart attack. Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey.
Like, I think they would have to retrofit it like they would do with the old Manhattan Center or the Tabernacle.
But I mean, as far as the footage goes, like, do you imagine the ring entrance when whoever comes out and it's all.
All like on the outside too?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
God, that's. It's technology. It's scary, but it's exciting.
They'll find a way to do it. After last night, there was a surprising reaction. To a huge superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really surprised. I don't get it. I still don't get why he got that reaction.
I think I know why. I sound like Thomas the Train now. I think I know why. I think I know why. But now that I think about it, I don't know that that makes sense either. But we'll figure out why they were booing him. I mean, everybody was over that.
As soon as his music hit.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about the Honky Tonk Man next. Wayne Ferris, everybody. Thank you very much.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
I did not know this fact. On this day in sports history, way back 98 years ago, in 1927, they played their first basketball game in Hinkley, Illinois. First ever. I've seen him at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium.
Oh, okay, that helped. You're referring to the Globetrotters of Harlem.
It is. The Harlem Globetrotters did not know they were that old.
Yeah.
But did it always start out as a bit? That's the question. When did they decide that, hey, let's do all these tricks? And
that's a very interesting question.
Never lose.
Because they had, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain was the freaking Globetrotter. Like, yeah. I used to have this, and oh, God, it's one of those things where, oh, it's nice to have, and then you look at it a little bit, and you're like, yeah, I don't really, this
so
is cool.
So they just did, like, trick shots, or did they ever play
against
it?
They just beat the hell out of the Washington Generals.
Oh, so they did actually play, but.
It was choreographed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was predetermined. Fake. It was sports entertainment.
Okay.
And I used to have a program from when the Globetrotters played at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium with Wilt Chamberlain there.
Wow, that's big.
God, man.
He was only there like a couple years.
They would have ex-college players, but I think they told the Senators, like, actually play. Like, guys, go out there and play your real game.
Generals.
Generals, that's
right. Trust me, I know it's the Generals because that was my high school mascot, and we never won either.
They're like, you know what, just because they're going to hit these shots. Just don't play defense, but go play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They going to throw, Metal Lark Lemon and, Curly. Curly Neal.
Curly Neal, yeah. X-ray
I learned
hip.
More about them from Scooby-Doo than I did from actual watching them play.
Well, last night was the big debut Raw on Netflix. Looked pretty cool. Way it started out. Triple H is in the ring, you know, welcoming. A lot of celebrities there, a lot.
We're sitting there texting Fatboy and I back and forth, and as soon as this big curtain comes up, I'm like, they're showing all this footage on the curtain. I'm like, there's somebody in the ring, brother. I know that's the way. I mean, if there's not, I'm going to be disappointed.
Was it better than the Tyson fight?
I didn't have any issues, technically.
No, I didn't have any.
Yeah.
I didn't have any at all.
So I guess they figured that whole part out, but it was the presentation, the countdown before the show.
Ooh. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
The tiny little drone that flies into the arena.
They got to wreck it at some point, right?
That's probably what the stuff was up in Jersey. Triple H messing with the drones, getting them ready for the big Raw premiere.
Where's it going? It's going to fall. Are you ready, drones? I feel like they have to have ex-military to come in and take that job in entertainment, to fly the drones. Like, if you flew them in Iraq and Afghanistan, they want you to fly them for entertainment. on TV.
Well, hell, that'd be nice. At least they're remembering the veterans when they come back.
Unless they got Bruce Pritchard in there working the controls somehow, and he's flying them too.
You know, sadly, they're probably just remote. I mean, they're like, you know, they throw out the coordinates on the. I'm assuming, I have no idea, but like, hey, fly into here, don't touch anything, and fly back out, and it probably just does it.
Yeah,
I don't think you're actually sitting there controlling it. I don't know, maybe.
It reminded me of the old Stridex blimp they used to have in the arena back during Raw. Mm-hmm. And it would bump into things.
But it was cool. Goodyear blimp was there too.
Yep.
Hey, the stars came out, Paige.
Oh,
the
nice.
Star studded.
I thought it actually was. I thought it was going to be Hulk Hogan when they pulled
the ring.
But it was Triple H.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan did come out later to resounding boos from everybody. I'm talking, not even when he started talking, as soon as the music hit.
Yeah.
And I don't really get it.
I think that it was in Los Angeles. And yep. When's the last time you saw Hogan? For Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he was at the convention.
Time. And so I think you get a little bit of that. I mean, I just...
Might be what it is.
He's been back since the racism allegations, or not allegations, we heard it, but, you know, that scandal. He's been back since then. That's the only attribution of that.
Well, he announced a partnership with his Real American Beer and WWE. And I think they knew that, like, they heard the boos and, like, all right, let's wrap this up. Let's get it going pretty quick and get the Hulkster out of here, brother.
The biggest pop of the night above The Rock, and I'm sitting here saying, don't say too much. Not everybody watched it. I mean, I'm not going to ruin too much. You knew The Rock was going to be there. But the biggest pop of the night is when they started showing some of the celebrities. And first off, Ashton Kutcher was there, which I thought he was exiled from the country. I thought he went to Russia with Mila. But he was there, and then they showed Danny Masterson, who's another one that was kind of like, not Danny Masterson.
Diddy.
No, it wasn't Diddy. Wasn't there.
Good God.
Who's the one that used to he does a voice on Family Guy.
It was Seth Green.
Seth Green, thank you. Not Danny Masterson.
Which acted like he didn't really care to be there, to be honest with you.
And then sitting beside him, somebody wearing a hat pulled down low, and they zoom over, and he pulls the hat up, and it's freaking Macaulay Culkin, Kevin from Home Alone. And the place erupted louder than for any wrestler. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, I guess there's a little leftover Christmas tingles, you know? Like, oh my God, it's Kevin!
That's Baby Billy.
Where's your family?
That's Baby Billy's son.
His family went to AEW in Asheville. They were not together for the holidays. Damn it!
I forgot his name on Gemstones. Harlan? Was that it?
I don't know. Harlan?
He was Baby Billy's son. Remember?
Oh, yeah, but I just don't remember his name. Harlan's a fun name.
Are we out of here? So, that's a lot to live up to, but... The presentation, the production was great.
That was...
So better keep it going.
Solid. But I'll tell you this, it was...
It didn't get boring, that's good.
Mm-mm.
There was more FaceTime of corporate people than there were some of their actual wrestlers.
Oh yeah, Nick
Nobody
Khan.
Watching gives a damn about the CEO of Netflix or Ari or any of those guys. I mean, they just don't.
Ari had good seats too.
Of course, but that's also kind of crappy because, like, you're taking front row seats from fans, and then the other guys were so big and bad, they're up in the suite, and I'm like, viewers don't give a damn. Y'all are just rubbing ding-a-lings right here. Nobody cares.
I miss that.
Well, not literally, but, like, no, it's just that corporate, like, ooh, he said my name. Like, it's your fans don't give a crap. You wasted time. But otherwise, it was a solid show.
That's good.
All right. Thank you. We will take a break, and then it all begins, the All Advice Show.
Yeah, let me hit this button here real quick.
We're going to be doing that. Also, I'll tell you, I'll lay this all out for you. The All Advice Show will start. We'll do that for a while, but we must, it's time sensitive that today's my mama's birthday.
And yeah, it is.
It's a real highlight for her to come on. I mean, really, she loves it because she loves the aftershock of it when people say, I heard you on the radio. She goes to get her hair done. I heard you on the radio, man.
I know she's gonna
she loves it.
You know, she's got a list of shout outs ready,
of course. Or,
I'm gonna say, hate somebody
favors that she's, you know, like
Oh God!
Not favors, but like, you know, she'll probably say hey to some guys at Firestone and
some
fire
do goods and whatnot.
And then your advice: 1-800-774-0093. No matter what it is, you might think it's stupid, it's trivial, or whatever. You might be helping somebody out by even calling in 1-800, and you can be anonymous. 1-800-774-0093 is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.